Michigan's roads are crumbling and we want them fixed. Some estimates say it could cost almost $2 billion a year to fix Michigan roads. State lawmakers are now in the middle of considering raising revenue through higher taxes on gas, and that has raised a lot of debate around what we already pay at the pump. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush set out to try and sort all of this out for us. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Cindy. How are you doing?
Good. So you've come up with this list of things we should know about what we pay at the pump and why. But before we get into it, can we just all agree this is complicated stuff? I start to read and I can feel my eyes glazing over.
It is. It's really complicated. And when they asked me to look into this, I thought, well, yeah, I'm willing to look into this and I'll take a look. And sure enough, as I looked into it, you peel back the onion and it just is very complex.
Multi-layered.
And with the new proposals, it's probably going to get more complex as we go along.
And the fact that it's so complex means it's, number one, easy to misunderstand, and number two, easy to twist to fit whatever it is you want to say about the tax.
Yeah, exactly. If you're trying to fit, you know, an explanation of the gas taxes in Michigan into a soundbite, it's going to be very simplistic.
All right. Yeah. All right. So let's start with the very number one thing that you have found out about what we pay at the pump and why.
Well, I think a lot of people lose sight of the fact that when we talk about taxes and regulatory fees and things like that, that really the majority of the cost that you pay at the pump is coming from the raw product that the gas stations pay. So taxes and all that really are a part of that. Here in Michigan, they're around 16% of the cost of a gallon of gas, but 80% of that, of the cost of the gallon of gas, is coming from the raw product. So basically what the crude oil market is doing and what the refineries are charging. So that's where the real costs are associated with that.
And that's where we see all that up and downing, and we'll hear that there was something that happened to some feeder line in Louisiana, and whoops, our prices went up.
Right, exactly.
Or something with the price of sweet crude and all of those terms we don't understand, but it comes from oil-producing countries, and we are at their mercy.
Yeah, and when summer comes along, mm-hmm. the refineries switch out their blends, and that adds to the cost as well. So there's all these complicated factors.
That are all external.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's number one we need to understand.
Exactly. So when we're talking about the state taxes,
yes.
though, Michigan does have some high taxes. And currently right now, we've got this map here from the Tax Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan currently right now is number six in the nation in terms of the state taxes and fees that go toward a gallon of gas. We pay about 41 cents per gallon of gas. Can you guess which is the number one?
No, who is number one?
California.
Of course, California. Sure.
Right.
Silly me. Yeah. But we have heard critics of talk about, finding money in the gas tax for roads saying, hey, we're already number six.
Right, exactly. And so the one of the biggest misconceptions, that's kind of the third point that I want to make, is that the majority of that tax is a sales tax. So Michigan is one of eight states that we pay a sales tax on the gallon of gas. Most states don't do that.
Ah.
And so that's where the majority of this tax is coming from. So, you know, today it's around 41 cents a gallon of gas. So 19 cents of that goes to road funding. The rest of that 41 cents is just sales tax, which has nothing to do with road funding. That money does not go toward roads in Michigan.
You were saying a little might go to public transportation.
Yeah, exactly.
But so we shouldn't be confused and think, well, aren't we already paying for our roads in this?
Right.
We're not.
Because, half the state taxes, you're not. Yep, that money's going to things like school funding, mm-hmm. the general fund, revenue sharing with cities and like that. But it's not going to roads.
Now, gas stations, you actually found they can actually sometimes lose money on a gallon of gas?
Yeah, so it's a hyper-competitive market.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the gas prices that are set, you know, that you see on the signs,
mm-hmm.
literally the station owners are looking across the street to see what the competitor has put out there. Because if they're, you know, more than 2 pennies off of that, they could lose 20% of their sales in an hour. So they're really watching. It's a super competitive market. So really what they're trying to do is draw you in with the gasoline to come into their store to buy products like donuts, cigarettes, mm-hmm. pop, things like that. So the margins are really thin for them on gasoline, and sometimes they're actually losing money on a gallon of gas.
So what do we take from this information and digest as we listen to the debate in Lansing about what we need to do to fix our roads?
Well, I think the biggest thing you need to take from it is it's a very complex debate, and be wary of the sound bites out there, you know, a very simplistic view of how this mm-hmm. all works. And also, it's a lot of it is just kind of shifting money. So right now, I think they're talking about taking some of the sales tax that you do pay on a gallon of gas and putting more of that towards roads. So that means there's going to be less money in the general fund or money going towards schools because that lowers the sales tax amount.
My mother used to say, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
That was the old saying. But right. That's kind of what has to happen.
Yeah.
At the same time, polls have shown that Michiganders are willing to bite the bullet, if you will, and people are saying, I don't care if I have to pay more. Sure, but fix the roads, because I'm either going to have to pay in taxes or I'm going to be paying to replace, you know, tires and fix my wrecked up alignment or my suspension. So we are willing to pay.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's going to cost a lot of money. And the longer we wait, the more it's going to cost. So right now, some estimates are between $1.5 billion and $2 billion a year to fix the roads in Michigan. The longer we go, that number goes up.
You can find out more about the cost of a gallon of gas and what goes into that in Michigan and how to fix our roads by going to MichiganRadio.org. Plenty of coverage there. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Cindy.